The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. This is Monday. Steve Elkins is riding shotgun. Ron McDonald is taking the doctor's advice, and he's unplugged himself from the world for 30 days.
Yep.
Wonder what would happen if I tried to call him.
I think you had to try.
I think I will.
I'm gonna try again later on tonight.
Yeah.
Let's see what's going on.
Did you try emailing him?
I did.
Uh-huh.
Nothing.
Nothing. So as far as we know, he might be 6 foot underground right now.
I was about ready to call the hospital. I think I might today. If I don't hear from him and say, hey, is this guy in your hospital? And if I hear that he is, I'm not going to be too happy about it.
No, I'm not either.
You should have let somebody know if that's what if he had a relapse and went back in. I'd surely hope that Pam or somebody would have called us. But
because you were one of the people. I mean, you were around some of these doctors that did his operation.
And, yeah, I know a surgeon.
Yeah, and you know that would just seem mighty odd for him not to, as a friend, you know, forget the fact that you were in there, you know, medically for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me take this caller, Sovereign Man, and then I want to play the clip that Steve wanted to play without the F-bombs. Sovereign Man.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I forgot that you went down with the exposition to, do that whole Jekyll Island thing. But have you heard of the story of this guy, Tim Benz, that was supposedly led by the Lord to go to Jekyll Island? He was over in Europe tearing down Canaanite altars. And before he came back, the Lord said to him to go to Jekyll Island. And he said that, you know, when he got there, you should, it's about an hour long. I'll send a link to Mike. But he talks about how he got in touch with the guy who is the curator of the Jekyll Island Museum, so to speak. And he took him around, and he took him into the Rockefeller's cabin. And he said that in the parlor, underneath the parlor, is a Canaanite altar. And he said in this room is where the Federal Reserve was created.
Yeah, send it over to me. I'll take a look at him.
Yeah. Now the guy was talking about Tim. His name is Tim Benz. He says the Indians there were very tall in stature, and they were like 8-9 foot tall. They may have been a remnant from the Nephilim.
I don't buy that.
I know, but I'm saying we saw a little bit of that in there too, you know?
Well, it's funny because I was talking to my friend up in Michigan, talked to him, well, at length today, and we were talking, discussing similar. You know, we have a lot of people out there, and they actually believe it, that little grays or aliens come down and visit us here on Earth. Some contend that, well, why human beings are here is because they're an alien space seed, and we have all different sorts and stripes of people with their opinions, and let's slather in as much stuff in there to make continuity as humanly possible, because we just don't like those big questions unanswered.
You know? I haven't seen any little gray men, but there has been evidence of these red-haired giants that have
been heard that would make that would make a good call to Jeff Rentz's network, or or let me see, who's the guy up there in Bozeman, Montana? Yeah.
Hey, John, if the Grays appear, I guarantee the Democrats will be there, right there, to sign them up as Democrats.
Well, if they, hey, if they show up, I'm calling Scully and Mulder. I hear they're back doing the X-Files.
Yeah, I think it did six so far.
And actually, Democrats will hire them.
Democrats will hire them. Okay, Sovereign Man.
All right, thank you, John.
All right. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
You know where the next battle is going to be? I heard it this morning. They want 16-year-olds to vote. And the argument was, well, we allow 16-year-olds to drive, and they hold jobs, so they should be able to vote. So there we go.
16-year-olds can't organize their underwear drawer. I don't think so.
Exactly.
16-year-olds, Laura, 16-year-olds can't even wake up without mommy or daddy's help.
That's right.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
And boy, what a great voter class. That would be the stupid millennials that really don't know anything.
Yeah. We'd be in such trouble. It's as bad as having women vote.
Well, I'm not against that. Educated women.
Wait,
I'm not against that.
I was on
Navarro's show, Rivera show, and talked about how women are emotional. They make decisions on emotion, and men are more fact and truth based.
That's true.
And so Rivera said to me, "Well, what about Tulsi Gabbard?" I said, "Well, she's for gun control. Is that right?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "So did she base that on truth and fact, or did she base that on emotion?"
So Laura? What's your opinion on that?
Well, it's got emotion, but she obviously is not using the Constitution. So I worry if she's for gun control, what else doesn't she like in the Constitution?
No, I'm talking about you personally. Do you think women ought to have the right to vote?
No, because I'll tell you why. When women got the suffrage, were able to vote, what's the first thing that went through? Prohibition. That was an emotional issue. That was not a factual issue.
And Laura, isn't it amazing that countries like France, you know, kids can drink wine with their parents during a meal, and we're talking prepubescent, if they so desire, but France does not have an alcoholic problem like we have the abuse of alcohol here, because we label it and we say hands off until such time as the state deems it okay for you to do this. And the only thing that does, it just breeds a certain amount of contempt. Somebody tells me I ain't gonna, you can't do that. Well, guess what they're gonna do? They're gonna do it because they've been prohibited from doing it.
There's two classes of people I never vote for. I never vote for a woman, and I never vote for a lawyer in a legislative position.
Oh, well, then you can't cast a vote for anybody, because most of them are lawyers. Yeah. Laura, you, all the time you've been listening to this program and all the times you called in, you just shocked me.
Yeah, me too.
That's how I've always felt. I've been like that for years.
Amazing.
You know?
A true 19th century woman.
She makes some good points. She makes some good points. You go back to the 1960 election here. Look at John F. Kennedy. And he was they marketed him, a handsome young man. And then look what you had running against him. Nixon. Okay. They made Nixon as ugly as they possibly could in cartoonage and everything they could. So, you know, when I hear women say that they voted for this person because he's a handsome man and he looks presidential, I don't give a crap about that. That actually, that makes me kind of angry, because you're getting a responsibility. It's a privilege to vote. And if that's what you're basing your criteria on to vote, yeah, I would be for that person not being a voter. Personally, because they're not using intelligence and criteria. They're just on the focal, the visual of a person, and not what they have to offer to make this country a better place. And so in that sense, for the females who do vote that way, I'm voting for him because he's a handsome, he looks presidential. Yeah, take their vote away. Other than that, I believe everybody, you know, women should vote. There's not a problem with that. But just vote with your brain. Vote with a brain. Vote with your brain.
Yeah.
Vote with your brain.
Okay.
Not your heart.
But Steve, yeah. hold on here.
Yeah, I know.
And you should know this better than anybody. People that work in the medical field, they have to deal with the people that their bodies get torn up by gunshots. Mm-hmm. So you will find a good majority of women that work in the hospitals, nurses and doctors alike. We don't preclude them from being doctors. But you will find that they're mostly anti-gun because they see the damage. They deal with it firsthand. And evidently, they've not been in a theater of war. They haven't been paying attention to what we've been doing for 17 years. How does a doctor condone killing 4 million people?
Right.
You know, that's okay for those guys to have guns because they're protecting our freedom. They're not doing any such thing. Laura,
I'll tell you what,
thanks for your call, Laura.
Coming through the ER, though, won't we see the gangbangers, though? Is Laura still there?
Yeah. Go ahead, Laura.
Go ahead, Laura.
Have things gotten better for our country since women voted?
No.
Or worse?
But I'm
and
glad.
Now that we got women congressmen, it's spiraling downhill fast.
I wouldn't blame the women for that. I think that's equal partnership there on failures of people voting. And the illegal immigration is a big part of that too. So there's a lot of problems. There's many, many different things all stacked together that have brought this country down. It's not just women voting the wrong way.
Steve, I don't think you satisfied Laura.
And the other thing is, okay, I'll ask you one more thing about the homosexual marriage. They cannot get married because it's very simple. They cannot consummate. Two men and two women cannot consummate. That's in Bouvier's law.
Yep.
That's already a law. You can have a marriage license for the wedding, reception, everything. But if you don't consummate, you are not married. That's a finalization.
So I take it you're against the lesbos and the homos, too.
For instance, in the annulment, if a heterosexual couple doesn't consummate, they can get annulment. The annulment means the marriage never happened. Very simple.
Laura, thank you for making my day.
All right. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Let me take Pat in Fort Worth here. I'm not going to hold her until I do the clip. Go ahead, Pat.
Oh, I was waiting for the clip. I'm getting me some water. I can talk. I think I've heard y'all say that you like PayPal.
Well, I don't know if I like it, but it's owned by Israel. But other than that,
well,
why?
Because I'd heard this. And I have a reputation being anti-homosexual. I used to get stupid me. I used to get on the internet and blog sites and try to reason. So I'm really on the list, okay? And I've had trouble with PayPal. If people insist on using that, I don't use it anyway. I looked it up. Did it come right up? And it sure does. When they didn't like North Carolina because remember when they said that anybody wants that bathroom bill, don't bother to come there or something.
Yeah. That's it.
For everybody in the country started boycotting North Carolina.
Yeah,
right. Well,
And PayPal did too.
Well, I just found this out today that PayPal, Rents used to have PayPal. Jeff Rentz, and without any reason given, PayPal just up and deleted his account. And he went out and got a similar payment system, and some calls were made by the ADL to them, and they pulled their system from Jeff Rentz as well.
I called your office, and they said you don't have to use PayPal because I don't like to give my number over for Google anymore.
Well, it's not Google. I mean, you can give the credit card number to us over the phone.
I have Googled phones. And, well, the 1996 Telecommunication Act, I was kind of worried about the whole thing because China makes most of them. And is it Trump getting on them about chips in the phones now?
I heard something. I'm not fully cognizant of. I've heard something about it, but not enough to speak about it intelligently.
Well, you know, you can be a bit, you can be, by talking on the phone, an enemy of homosexuals, Muslims, people with hacking ability and all that kind of stuff to you. And you really don't want your account messed up. So,
well, and you know what, Pat? You know, if it comes to the point that people don't want to use PayPal because they're afraid of being tracked, these are the very same people, I guarantee you, when they come for the guns, they won't pick it up to defend their own rights. You know, I mean, this is
I don't like to be hacked because I don't have time. I got hacked by somebody in Indonesia, and it took me a whole month to get rid of it.
Well,
I got hacked by Hillary. I'm going to tell you why I believe it's Hillary. Because she used AOL, and this guy I know used AOL. How many people do that? And he called me a nickname on the email, and I used to have to spend 2 hours a day getting rid of people wanting me to donate to Hillary.
Hey, Pat, let me give you a little advice, Pat. Go back to old school. Go back to writing a check and do your transactions that way. Don't do the internet transactions for your business dealings and your accounts. Don't do that. Yeah. And if you ever did call in with a account number for PayPal or something, do it from a landline. Don't do it from a cell phone. Do it from a landline. But I would return back to the old-fashioned. Yeah, I actually have one. I have a landline for that reason. And go back to the old simple transactions. Don't complicate it because, yes, they're out there. You know, we need a war on identity theft, and you're not going to see one. For some reason, there are other wars they're going after, but I have yet to see the government say, you know what, we have a problem, a couple billion dollars a year. I think it's $20 billion or $30 billion a year, identity theft problem. We need a war on identity theft. Go after that. Now, they'll keep their computers all nice and secure, but yours is not secure. So go back to the old-fashioned way, Pat.
Yeah, just take the time, drop us a donation in the mail. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate it very much. Let me go to Renee in North Carolina. Hello, Renee.
Yeah, about the voting thing, I don't think it has anything to do with what sex you are. Because look at Trump. He judges people on their looks. He worse than anybody, and he's a man. He did not, now don't get me wrong, I'm not in favor of John Bolton, but he didn't want to put John Bolton in because he didn't like his mustache. So, I mean, you know.
Okay, but what does that have to do with voting for women?
Well, somebody was saying that, like, women voted, like, because the man was handsome or whatever. That's how Trump votes, okay, on the people he picks to put in a lot of his slots is how they look. Do they look apart? Are they good looking and stuff? So you know, both men and women can have bad judgment. And the reason that women were voting for prohibition when they got the vote was because they got tired of men spending the money that they needed for food and rent at the bar. I mean, there were reasons for this. Now, it doesn't work, as we know. It created all kind of underground problems and black market problems. It did the same thing for alcohol that it does for our other drugs when you outlaw them like that. But there were reasons behind them wanting to do this. They just didn't want to be mean. They had solid reasons of things that they were trying to fix in their family.
Renee,
was the reason behind it.
On the issue of women voting, and it was the issue of the founders discussing that people shouldn't have a vote if they don't have a stake in the game. In other words, if they weren't property owners, why are you going to be voting on stuff that has to do with property or commerce or whatever the case may be?
Exactly. Yep, those men had no right to deny
Hold on, Renee, I got to take a break. Hold on. Let me carry you through the break. 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
You know, the argument that was provided was equal rights. And Renee, that's what is at the basis of all of this. That a woman living, married, single, born in the USA has got constitutional rights, therefore equal under the law. And that argument worked. It convinced people that, yeah. You know, Renee, I see women cops. And I know damn right well if I got in a tussle with them, I could kick their butt from here to Beijing. But the reason I don't do it is the same reason I will still open up a door for a woman, because I have respect for them.
Well, like you say, and I think there's some jobs because of strength that women should not be in, you know, like firefighter and stuff. But let me explain something.
Exactly.
Oh, there's this whole thing about, let me go back, because there's something people don't know about, and it throws a different light on things. You know, like the whole Constitution, they wanted to be property-owning men. Well, see, like George Washington got most of his wealth because he married a widow that she had gotten the property from her husband who died. And as soon as she married him, he gets all her property. And that's how he got most of his wealth. Now, another thing is there was something called the Head Right Program. Now, when you talk about the vote property-owning white males. Well, it wasn't quite so stake in the game, but they had stacked the deck. There was something called the Headright Program, and even by law, it was only for English men, where they would get all kind of free property, like they got hundreds of millions of acres of free property from the government. So actually, this was a way, by them saying only property-owning men, was a way of keeping control in the also in the hands of English men, because by law, they were the ones through the Headright Program that were the only ones allowed to get all this property and accumulate it. And like I say, it was hundreds of millions of acres that these people in the Eastern Establishment got. See, there were programs where they would get another 50 acres for every slave or indentured servant that they brought into the country. There was also a lot of cheating and lying in this accumulation. But so when they said property-owning men, they had already stacked it where it was only English men that got all the property. Like, when your relatives, the Italians, the Irish, or everybody else that came later, they didn't get all the property that the English got through the Headright Program, okay? And that's why so many of them became, they had to get a job. They didn't get property, so they became cops and stuff, you know, basically overseers. That's why you have so many Italian and Irish policemen, because they weren't getting the property when they came over that all the Englishmen got. So see, that whole saying only property, only white males, was a way of making sure the English man retained all the power and control of the country.
All right. I appreciate your call, Renee. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
By the way, it's funny she should mention that, because that's the exact same thing that I mentioned to Mike during the break. That let me see a woman firefighter carry a 300-pound fat man out of a window down a ladder that's propped against a burning building.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of women in uniform. I don't like the idea of women in combat. I don't like the idea of women being on board Navy ships and submarines as well.
Agree.
Something happens that's different. Start reading and do yourself a favor, folks. Do some background here on this Boy Scout, Girl Scout thing. That the dynamics change when there is a female amongst a group of boys or a female around a group of men. Now
John, you were in the military, right?
Yeah.
And I was in the military, and it hasn't changed one bit, has it? Men and women, you put them together, and what's going to happen?
They suck face and bump uglies, and
they do. They bring down everything. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. If I allowed women to be in the military, I'd say you can be in the medical field. That's fine. But when you put them together, it just doesn't work. You house them in the same barracks, it doesn't work.
Well, and
it
you
doesn't
know,
work.
It's the same thing that I told Colonel Janice Karpinski.
Yeah.
The then general that got busted because she made an actual honest assessment of the Abu Ghraib prison thing.
Right.
And they busted her for that. But I said the same thing on the air. I said, look, you seem to be a competent person, but here's my deal. I'm not in favor of women in the military. And she said, you know, a lot of people have that view. She was very gracious about it, but she at least acknowledged and spoke about it. And I don't think that she was a person that would have agreed with me that she shouldn't have had a crack at being a general in the United States Army. Yeah. You know,
she was actually a halfway attractive woman too, I remember. And I'm sure she could tell you some stories about sexual harassment. And it's still the same problem. It's still the same thing going on.
Well, and the sexual harassment, yeah,
it's still there.
It's not, but it's being labeled when a man makes advances to a woman by way of conversation or asking for a date.
Yep.
Is that considered harassment?
No, not as far as I'm concerned.
Well, not as far as I'm concerned either, but see people that take it to the nth degree that, well, that's just sexual harassment. You were hitting on me. It's part of the mating game.
It is.
Holy mackerel. Tony in Texas, hang on. I'll take your call, and then I'm going to play this clip. Yeah, I'm done talking now.
Play that clip when we get back to it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
6 foot six and 245? Isn't that a tight end? Isn't that a tight end in the NFL now?
I was going to say, that's not you. What are you, like 5'11"? Where are you? 5'4"? 5'5"? I'm messing with you, John. Play that clip.
Now, let me take this call. Tony in Texas. Hello, Tony.
Hello, John.
Hi.
With regard to the video clip that you're about to play, America is Not Great, Jeff Daniels is having a moment. He's having eye movement. My belief is that he's kind of coming out of his MK Ultra state, and he keeps looking at a woman in the crowd, and at 3:58 minutes into it, she holds up a card, a cue card that says, "It's not," meaning it's not great. Pulls him back into the MK Ultra position, and then that's when he goes ballistic. With frustration, cursing, he comes out. And let's not forget, he's an actor. They have to tell you these things, and it's in our faith. And that's what I wanted to share.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call, Tony. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
All right. And you ready there, Mikey? Let her rip.
Sharon is a very funny woman, but she has less faith in American individualism than
I
do.
I never said
that Barack Obama was a socialist.
Seriously.
What I said, and what I have always said, is that his policies are...
It's Monday morning that shows you hundreds of times calling the president a socialist.
Do you even know the
difference? I'll read your columns on the air.
What, the policies are... Look up the definition, my friend. They're socialist.
By your definition, so were Ronald Reagan. American individualism can't build roads. An individual...
Go on, just start. Get it all out. Get it all out.
Thank you. Since the question was addressed to me, an individual can't build a school or assemble an army or navy.
No one's talking about disbanding the army.
So we can agree that the government is good for that.
Yes.
Yes.
Fine. On your show,
a fire department. Good idea or bad idea?
You are getting so worked up, Sharon. I'm afraid you're going to start shooting light at her.
Good idea or bad idea?
Here's the MK Ultra kicking in.
Or should it be a private fire department that only comes to your burning house if you pay your monthly fire bill?
I am more than happy to pay for the fire. I am not happy to pay for a painting that I don't want to look at.
You can't skip right to the NEA.
You cannot skip right to the Army because there's trillions of dollars worth of stuff.
Yes, sir.
Anything to add?
I think we'd need a more precise definition of perverted.
Okay. We'll go on to the next question. You, sir.
My name's Steven. I'm a junior, and my question's for Will McAvoy. Do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
I consider myself a New York Jets fan, Steven.
Since it's been brought up, you've almost religiously avoided stating or even implying a political allegiance. Is that because, as a news anchor, you feel the integrity of your broadcast would be compromised?
That sounds like a good answer. I'll take it.
There was a short piece on Vanity Fair's website by Marshall Westbrook. You probably saw it, where he calls you the Jay Leno of news anchors. You're popular because you don't bother anyone.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Jealous of the size of Jay's audience.
Are you willing to say here tonight whether you lean right or left?
I've voted for candidates run by both major parties.
Let's move on to the next question. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Jenny. I'm a sophomore, and this is for all three of you. Can you say in one sentence or less what... you know what I mean. Can you say why America is the greatest country in the world?
Diversity and opportunity.
Lewis?
Freedom and freedom. So let's keep it that way.
Will?
The New York Jets.
No, I'm going to hold you to an answer on that. What makes America the greatest country in the world?
Well, Lewis and Sharon said it. Diversity and opportunity and freedom and freedom.
I'm not letting you go back to the airport without answering the question.
Well, our Constitution is a masterpiece. James Madison was a genius. The Declaration of Independence is, for me, the single greatest piece of American writing. You don't look satisfied.
One's a set of laws and the other's a declaration of war. I want a human moment from you. What about the people? Why is America
not the greatest country in the world, Professor? That's my answer.
You're saying...
Yes.
Let's talk about...
Fine. Sharon, the NEA is a loser. Yeah, it accounts for a penny out of our paycheck, but he gets to hit you with it any time he wants. It doesn't cost money. It costs votes. It costs airtime and column inches. You know why people don't like liberals? Because they lose. If liberals are so fucking smart, how come they lose so goddamn always?
Hey.
And with a straight face, you're going to tell students that America is so star-spangled awesome that we're the only ones in the world who have freedom? Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Australia, Belgium has freedom. So 207 sovereign states in the world, like 180 of them have freedom.
All right.
And yeah, you, sorority girl, just in case you accidentally wander into a voting booth one day, there's some things you should know. And one of them is there is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only 3 categories. Number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. Now, none of this is the fault of a 20-year-old college student, but you nonetheless are, without a doubt, a member of the worst period, generation, period, ever, period. So when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what you're talking about. Yosemite? Sure used to be. We stood up for what was right. We fought for moral reasons. We passed laws, struck down laws for moral reasons. We waged wars on poverty, not poor people. We sacrificed. We cared about our neighbors. We put our money where our mouths were, and we never beat our chest. We built great big things, made ungodly technological advances, explored the universe, cured diseases, and we cultivated the world's greatest artists and the world's greatest economy. We reached for the stars, acted like men. We aspired to intelligence. We didn't belittle it. It didn't make us feel inferior. We didn't identify ourselves by who we voted for in the last election, and we didn't scare so easy. We were able to be all these things and do all these things because we were informed by great men, men who were revered. First step in solving any problem is recognizing there is one. America is not the greatest country in the world anymore. Enough?
Go ahead, cut it. Cut it.
That is powerful stuff. I love it. I love it.
It's the honest God's truth.
That's why I played it Sunday. I mean, that's just amazing. I would love, that's truth. You know, if you go back and watch that video, John, you can actually see the audio, not the audio, but the video portion of it. You'll see the audience react to that. And they really, really were on cue because they've been brainwashed by this liberal college. Is, you know, this, everything is all sunshine, everything's rainbows. And somebody spoke the truth and then made his point and factual evidence. Here's where we score low. Here's where we score low. Here's where we score high. Prison populations. And he made his point, and they're all like, gosh, I, you know, they were all bewildered. It was amazing to watch the faces in that audience. And these were actors too, of course, in the audience, but they played the part very well because that's exactly what we would probably see today. These kids in college have been brainwashed. It's an indoctrination. And they believe everything is sunshine and they're entitled to this and that. And the real world is it's an ugly world out there. And it is a nasty world. And we are going down this road that we need to get off. And we need to get back to real. Reaching for the stars and stop meddling and stop war. Stop all this.
You know, I was thinking about that before the broadcast today, Steve. I'm just sitting there just surveying the landscape and watching what's going on. And we're stuck in neutral right now. You know, yeah. We're not driving toward anything. We are continuing to kill people for, you know, a sundry list of reasons. That they've convinced people through the medias that, you know, this is necessary for your safety and your security. And thank you for partaking in going and killing foreigners for what your leaders tell you to do, without conscience, without regard, without even thinking for yourself. And this is not a conscripted service we're talking about. The Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, the Merchant Marines, this is all voluntary. And we still have people, they feel out of necessity that they've got to do it. They're not doing it to serve their country. They're doing it because, well, they're going to get a break on their schooling, or they're going to get GI benefits, or they're going to get this. Some of them, yes, are going into the service because they actually believe that by going and killing some raghead on a sand dune someplace is going to somehow make us free. And it's exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite.
I know. I felt that frustration last week. That's why I played the clip. And we had a lot of callers on Rivero's program, my program, and shared that same frustration of being told everything is okay, the unemployment rate is so low, and the economy is great, and the market's great, and they're all lies. They're all lies. And we know the truth. And when you know the truth and you feel helpless and powerless, John, that's why the language – you see an educated man in this part here, Jeff Daniels, blow up and use the F-bomb because he is so flippant angry to see the country that he loves so much erode, disappear, and he can't stop it.
And we're supposed to be able to, so we're supposed to be able to go vote. That's what's going to change it.
Yeah.
It used to be that nobody would transgress the Constitution. That was the last thing that a politician wanted to do because that would spell the what? The end of his political career.
Right.
You know, anymore, it's what I can get away with if I'm not checked, and that makes it okay.
Yeah.
Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John. Hey, Steve. I was thinking today when I was driving down the highway looking at all the high-definition 360-degree halo cameras and listening to the radio and the news talk and then listening to your show, including women in the military and women in combat and all these different things, we're sitting in the middle of the New World Order. It's not coming. It's here.
Yeah.
This is what it looks like.
Yeah. And this is, and by indication, it should be a heads-up to what is yet to come, because it's still somewhat constrained by public opinion or some asshat that wants to occupy a seat in government that he'll pander and he'll say the words, but it's not in his heart.
No.
Strict adherence to the I still see the people out there going, well, you know, the founders were this and they were misogynists and they were this or they were deist or they look. It was the best that these group of men could do. And were there mistakes? I would think that, yeah, there were some mistakes. But again, these were men creating a new form of government. You saw that what was rejected, kinghood, or a democracy, that was also presented as a viable alternative to King George. And they said, no, wait a minute. That's not good enough. What the problem is, and what we have observed, is governments throughout organized humanity will always seek more and more power and never yield it back. What's that?
And here we are now with our microchip on our debit card and our hologram on our driver's license and our surveillance beyond what people will look for. And we're still thinking this is coming when it's here.
And this is
the pain, the frustration Steve and his callers were experiencing. That's not because we're on the precipice of something. It's because it's all around us.
Yeah. I have to ask, how old are you? Just curious. How old are you?
You know, I turned 50 last year.
Okay, so you're old enough to see the erosion of what you've lost over the years. I'm 56. So I look back at my life, and when I was 18 years old, I think I talked about this on Sunday, is that the erosion of what we'd lose every year. Every year, every year, we'd lose more and more. I remember a time going to the airport and greeting my family when they came home from the airport. And we walked through where we wanted to go and see them come off the airplane. And now we're going through scanners and pat-downs. And, you know, I don't feel free. And I listened to that video. It inspires me to keep doing what I'm doing the best I can and also educate people to finally stand up. I mean, how much more are we going to take before we push back? This is ridiculous. We're on a dead end here, and we got to do something because there's so much in line to lose. And every year, it doesn't matter what president we have, a Democrat or Republican, in another 4 years we'll have another president, and we'll see more erosion on our Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the rule of law being trampled on. I don't know when people are going to finally just wake up and the revolution starts to say, take back our country. And I share that anger he had in that show. I share that anger.
Yeah, and I agree. And I think in the 90s when there was a strong militia, constitutional, informed public moving towards it, they squashed it. And we haven't got the traction back to that place yet. And as much as it pains me to say this,
and it won't.
Looking around at these people I interact with every day, I don't know that we're ever going to.
No, because the education for that, it's the parents. Yeah. Where were they schooled? What were they led to believe? The schools themselves quit teaching, even in civics class, the Constitution or the concept of freedom or liberty. They're not teaching it. So absent that training, they're going to be whipsawed and sucked in anywhere that a politician can get them to.
And that's a crazy little iPhone.
And I keep saying this, we are at a tipping point. If something doesn't happen almost immediately, stick a fork in us, we're the Christmas turkey, we're done.
Yeah.
We are done.
I can't remember which one said it, but if you send your kids to a Christian school, they're going to learn Christianity, and if you send them to a Muslim school, they're going to learn, you know, Islam. What happens when you send them to a government school?
I'm
going to make one prediction here that all we're going to have to do is have one more significant false flag event, a bombing or something significant, and I guarantee you that Constitution will be ripped up. And those Bill of Rights will be ripped up. One more big one. One big one significant. And they know that. The government knows that. Now, that's all they got to do is pull off one big one. And most people will gladly hand over their freedoms and their rights for a little bit of safety and security. And you know what? You're not going to get either.
Steve?
Yeah.
9/11. Sorry. 9/11. Yeah. What happened? That was the excuse to go after Saddam Hussein. 4 million people later, and I barely hear a whimper out of anybody of, excuse me, what are we exactly doing in the Middle East? They're not even openly talking about it. You and I know about it. The listeners of this network and millions of other Americans in this country know about it, but they're not speaking. If this is all, my 26 years into this is all going to be for naught, I'm going to be really disappointed, because the last thing that I want to do to get our law back is to pick up a gun. Right. But if somebody comes for mine, I will shoot them with the damn thing. And I don't give a crap what he professes to be, what badge he has on, what agency he claims to be from. They come to get my guns, I'll kill the son of a bitch. End of story. Because I know what comes after that. Total, uninterrupted, your face in the dirt tyranny.
Boot on the neck.
Yeah.
And whatever you think, I appreciate what you just said, John. For your 25 years, you've touched so many minds that no matter what happens, it will never, ever, ever not be for naught. Believe me. That's one you can take to the dirt.
There's something.
You've touched so many minds. Even if they're not willing to do what you or John or me or, you know, Tom or Steve or anybody will do, it doesn't matter. You touch their minds in a way that no one else has. So,
but there's not enough of us. And the one thing that I was hoping after all of these years, that people would have the backbone, whether it was unpopular, whether it would have been maybe a job that was on the line and I might get fired because I am speaking my mind, that what is to come would be way worse than losing a job. I have met men and women that they have divorced over this very subject, and I've said to men, it's going to be a hell of a lot easier for you to get another wife than you to get another country. All right. Hey, I've got to run. I've got calls backed up here, and we're almost
Thanks,
out
brother.
Of time.
Take care.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. By the way, if you all are interested in supporting this network, please do. If not, just tune us out right now. I would much rather have the funding dry up and the network go belly up than just keep scratching in the damn dirt for a dime here and a dollar there. If you don't think what we're doing is worth you coughing up some cash to keep us going, well, then let us know, and then we can stop this. And you can all just slide into tyranny without a voice. The only voice that you're going to hear is your own conscience talking to you.
After the fact.
Greg often. In California, he says the Soviet Socialist Republic. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering, you were talking about gun control. I mean, if they came for my gun, you know, will you come and defend me? You know, how about if I live in, I'm already stuck in California. What if I lived in New York City or Chicago? You know, they're going to cross that red line one small step at a time like they've been doing for the last 50 years. Yeah. So the only weapons we're going to have left are sticks and stones against our militarized police and military.
Well, they got it. You see where they got us at right now, Greg, that, bump stocks, well, even though they're inefficient, ineffective, you know, that's an automatic weapon, and we got to do away with it. We got to limit the amount of rounds that you can put in your gun because, you know, a deer, if you're that bad of a shot, you don't need 20 or 30 or 50 rounds. It's about hunting. That's not what this thing is about. And they know it, and we know it. And by the way, in answer to your question, Greg, they're going to come after somebody's guns, and the shooting's going to start. And at that point in time, you ain't got to worry about somebody from Texas coming to your aid, because it'll be all over the place. This has been a smoking cauldron, this slow-rolling boil for a lot of years. And I just don't want to die without... I don't want to say the cause, because we know what the cause is. But if I'm going to give up my life in a battle, a literal battle for freedom, people have told me this country's not worth saving. And you hear how I react to them, then you've already given up.
Yeah, this is my country. My family's been here since 1630. They ain't taking it away from me. I'm going to die on my feet, not on my knees.
You got that right. I'm with you, my friend. Greg, thank you for your call.
All right, thank you.
All right, let me take one more quick one here. Jeff in Georgia. Go ahead, Jeff.
Guys, it's always good to talk to you. The thing we got to do is overthrow nonviolently the banking system.
I am in agreement.
And once we do that, there is no way. But then you have to put more energy on overthrowing that than you do guns. The gun issue will subside. We'll always have guns. That's in our Second Amendment.
No, it's not. Whoa, Jeff, what party shot crowd you been hanging with? If you haven't noticed, the people that lose the right to bear arms to protect themselves, it's over with. There's not always going to be guns in the hands of the American people. This is exactly. I wished I had time to read some quotes of some very well-known people on the issue of gun control, and this is kind of like Mothers Against Drunk Driving, where I said it's going to be zero tolerance. People told me, oh, no, you're crazy. They just want a limit. And I said, no, they want the elimination. I've got to go.
John.
Hey, I've got to go. Steve Elkins, thank you so much.
You're welcome, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you all for being here today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.